This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
The bleep show must go on. What a cluster bleep around here. Wait a minute. People don't know what's happening. The Clevelander, where we broadcast the show, is closed because of the coronavirus. But we're in here. Yes, it's closed. Stugatz is in New York. Billy, scared Billy, has rushed in here. And Chris is calling him a hero. We all imagined him rushing into the center of the coronavirus on a big white stallion, just coming in here to produce and engineer the show because Mike Ryan is out on paternity leave. Roy is out. Billy's last words to me before the microphones were turned on was, fingers crossed, let's hope this works, because his confidence is already leaking. Let me explain to you what's happening around here. This pirate ship that we've got is clearly taking on water. There is a fire in the engine room. There is a fire in the kitchen. Stugatz is here, but he's looking for the only lifeboat to get out of here.
Yeah, I go wherever the virus is not. I mean, seriously, you guys are swimming in it. Therefore, I left.
Yes.
I mean, I can't believe Billy's there.
Oh, you sound terrible. So there's Stugatz.
I sound great. What do you mean?
Yes, sounding like something between sickness and death on the spectrum. But what we have to keep the pirate ship afloat, and we will have this forever, is Stugatz's thoughts on the idea that Patrick Mahomes could ever replace Alex Smith.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not, by the way. He is not, because if he was, Alex Smith would be better than he's been the last few years. So I dare.
That's a record for contradiction.
It's on Andy Reid.
The only reason Alex Smith is not better than Andy Reid. That sets a world record for Stugatz not paying attention to any of the things he said the sentence before. All right, so Stugatz just shot me both middle fingers, and the only reason he did that is because he doesn't have any more middle fingers to shoot me. This will haunt him forever. He just signed the richest contract in the history of sports, and people think he shouldn't have done it because he's going to get more, or he would have gotten more if he had waited for some of the television money to come free in the couple of years when the salary cap is going to go up. How much does that one haunt you? Because you have virtually no shame. You just say things all the time and you're like, who cares? I'm just here to spit fire into a microphone. But there's just no way that A, people will forget that, or B, I will ever let them forget that, because that sound is amazing. When you look back on it, your quarterback analysis is the worst I've ever heard.
Thanks, Dan. It haunts me. It will forever haunt me. There are not many things that I have done in my career that haunt me. That is it. If you're asking, if you're looking for what's on the medal stand and is currently wrapping the gold medal around its neck, it is that particular take. God, was I wrong. The original take, though, if you listen to it back, was Andy Reid did not do enough with Alex Smith, and he did it. So it's really more about Andy Reid than it was about Patrick Mahomes, who has bailed out Andy Reid's entire career. How about that?
Okay, well, that's an excellent pivot, but I will remind the audience that this is what the truth sounds like about what you said.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not, by the way. He is not, because if he was, Alex Smith would be better than he's been the last few years. So I dare.
That's a record for contradiction.
It's on Andy Reid.
The only reason Alex Smith is not better than Andy Reid. That sets a world record for Stugatz not paying attention to any of the things he said the sentence before. You accused Andy Reid of audacity for replacing Alex Smith with Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just curious, if Alex Smith had not gotten injured and you were the coach of Kansas City, would Mahomes still be on your bench?
That's a great question. Listening to that clip back a second time, I was wrong on everything. And yeah. It is the one that will haunt me forever. Because I would say that Andy Reid got more of Alex Smith than anyone ever imagined anyone could get at Alex Smith. And then he did take Patrick Mahomes, moved up, and he turned Patrick Mahomes into a quarterback who's worth $400 million, and people are saying he got him paid. I mean, Andy Reid's the best.
You know what else happened over the time that we were off? Elon Musk passed Warren Buffett as the seventh richest man in the world. So you have been, like, your crowning achievement in terms of takes is being the first to the Elon Musk is a fraud take, but right. He's still a fraud who's the seventh richest man in the world.
That's incredible to me. Listen, people pay a lot for those cars. They never get to your driveway, but people pay a lot of money to get those Tesla cars that never show up. In your driveway. That has to be SpaceX, right? That has to be. It can't be Tesla.
No, it is Tesla. Yeah,
really?
It is Tesla, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Are we saying I was wrong on Elon Musk now?
I don't know.
Give me credit forever.
I don't know. I was just pairing it next to what I view as your greatest take. Like, what do you view as your greatest take? We've just played twice your worst take ever. 20 years right. Spitting into a microphone, we have identified and isolated what is your worst take. Do you have anything that you would point to and say my greatest one? Because I was thinking Elon Musk might be your greatest one.
I think maybe it's Kevin Durant or Clayton Kershaw. Perhaps it's J.J. Watt. I will remind you that I announced that Chad Pennington was going to play his final play as quarterback for the Dolphins, and that week he got hurt. And
well, that's
final snap
you really
Dolphins,
you yeah. really should you should embrace the fact that you and of all the opinions you've given, you're so infrequently right that you remember that many years ago you predicted that Chad Pennington would get injured. I don't think that goes in the pantheon of things that we remember. The Masvidal fight we have to get to. We also have to get to, this is amazing, Stugatz. It really is. So, like, Black Lives Matter and that protest has to be looking around. Just let's make it a single entity that thinks as one thing. And let's just have Black Lives Matter looking around saying, well, wait a minute. We weren't even asking for Washington to change its name of the football team. Like, but what ends up happening is it's not that Washington actually cares about what Native American thinks or fans or customers or media. What's obvious is that they care what the money thinks. And so they have to change now their name. Another loss for Daniel Snyder, which is the only thing you will find on his resume, is losses on the wrong side of history the entire time. And then in the most spineless of ways, they change their mind when pressured by others who have money to change their mind. And Stugatz, I know a whole lot of broke people who don't like to be told what to do. I cannot imagine what Daniel Snyder is feeling right now in private, that he's gotten pushed around on something that actually seemed to matter to him in terms of family legacy. He's gotten pushed around because during these times, even an NFL owner has to eat it on the money front. When the money comes calling, speaking truth to power, he just folds his cards on something that he has been very strong on. And I don't want to say that this is in any way the wrong thing to remove that name, because you know I'm on the record as saying, calling them the Washington racial slurs for the last few years. But I do want to show people and remind people, as we think that we talk about this stuff enlightened in sports, this has next to nothing to do with your protests in the street. It has next to nothing to do with what Colin Kaepernick was complaining about. Like, this is just a whole bunch of corporations that feel totally helpless because the kind of change that's being requested cannot be done in days and minutes. And so it's just this helpless sort of smattering of taking the names off of things. John Wayne's name off of an airport, Aunt Jemima's name off of a bottle, taking the the Native American off the Land O'Lakes butter, but, you know, in an American symbolic fashion, leaving the land on there. So we keep the land, but get rid of the Native American. That's a thing that actually happened. Just make sure, okay, as these protests get quieter and smaller, just make sure you understand that this is just helpless flailing all over the place that represents change and represents good change, but doesn't represent the kind of change that's actually being requested. So we've gotten a tweet here, Stugat. What happened to your boy, Gamebred Fighter? First time ever buying UFC pay-per-view. I'm more disappointed with our guy than with anything else. I understand clinching is a big part of MMA, but I expected more fighting. In a way, this is why I like boxing more. The appeal of Masvidal, Stugatz, is that he got a lot of people to pay for a view. He's the reason that that fight will show very big pay-per-view numbers, and he was denied the ability to fight by a guy who is physically stronger than he is and made the fight super boring. So Usman now becomes the world champion of toe stompers and headbutters. I understand if I'm going into that cage and I'm courageous enough to go into that cage, I'm going to win however it is that I can win. Daniel Cormier is going to join us in an hour and 15 minutes, and he's one of the greatest fighters in the history of that sport. But the aesthetics of it sometimes bother people because what he does is smother. And Usman took the advantage that he had, which is just he was simply stronger than Masvidal and didn't allow any of us to watch a fight. It was the worst fight on the pay-per-view card from all of them. It's the reason people tuned in, and it was the worst of the fights.
And because of that, I will never purchase an Usman fight again. I don't care who he's fighting. That was not fighting. That was boredom. I mean, I stayed up until 1 in the morning to watch Usman grapple with Masvidal and step on his toes. To me, that is not what MMA, that is not what the UFC is all about. That's defensive fighting. That's taking advantage of the system. Open up, stand in the middle of that octagon, and you and Masvidal go toe-to-toe, and let's see who the better man is. Because I guarantee you, it's Jorge Masvidal. I will never, Dan, I'm serious. I spent $60-some-odd dollars, and I stayed up till Sunday morning. I'm exhausted right now because I decided it was a good idea to stay up and watch Usman step on somebody's foot. I had a terrible job.
What's going on with you and your hair, by the way? Because we were waiting on you out Masvidal to get a haircut, and you didn't do that. So now are you not going to cut your hair until the next one?
No, I'm cutting my hair right after the show today. I'm insanely furious with Mike Ryan, who made me grow out the hair. Masvidal is not going to have another meaningful fight for at least a year, probably 2 years.
No, what are you talking about? No, that's not true.
Well, he stayed up. He watched the fight at 1 in the morning.
I watched the fight. Did you, Dan? I paid for it and I watched it. I did indeed watch
the fight. Yes, Chris.
I was impressed with Masvidal, not because those toe stomps, those look so painful. I feel like I'd rather get punched in the face than have someone stomp on my toes repeatedly through an entire fight. Like, I was more impressed by Masvidal from that. People were talking about Usman doing that. I was impressed by Masvidal withstanding that.
Stugatz, listen, Masvidal remains a draw, and under the circumstances, if you're going to lose, the way to lose is have everyone complaining about how the other guy won, because there isn't anybody, there's no one making the argument today, not the mixed martial arts experts, not anybody, that was pleasant to watch, that was aesthetically pleasing, that was fun. But I can't, Stugatz, in good conscience, tell a guy, a champion, to not use his greatest strength in order to sabotage someone. Do you remember, Stugatz? Do you remember Masvidal was street fighting in Miami? First of all, Masvidal is the first star created by ESPN in this sport. There has been no precedent for someone with his resume suddenly becoming a star in his 30s when he's got a lot of losses. But what happened with Masvidal also happened with his mentor in Miami street fighting, Kimbo Slice. And do you remember that one of the ways that Kimbo Slice got into MMA was he had an MMA match with Ray Mercer, the boxer. And if he had stood toe-to-toe with Ray Mercer, he would have lost. So he didn't. He took Ray Mercer to the ground. Ray Mercer had no shot as a boxer on the ground, and so he used the advantage he had to win the fight, and it's how he increased his star power. Masvidal just got beat by that. He just got beat by a champion who knew what his advantage was in this fight in order to, and always is his advantage, which is to smother, wrestle, and be stronger than the other guy. And so why would he stand toe-to-toe with him? For, to prove to you that he's more of a man than Masvidal?
So the consumer feels like it's got its money's worth. I mean, how about that? Dan, seriously, that... To me, I understand what you're saying. That's a technique, and a technique that he has used and he'll continue to use because he clearly has an advantage when he wraps you up, puts you against the gate, and steps on your toes. But to me, that is not fighting. Fighting is two guys standing in the middle of something and exchanging blows, and I didn't see that because if that happened, Usman would have been done in less than 60 seconds because Masvidal is better at fighting than Usman is.
Okay, and if it had stayed up, Masvidal would have had the advantages.
Do you know that to be true, or are you just saying that because you're friends with him?
I watched the fight, Bill.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Some sports have returned, and with that, you can make some money with DraftKings. Tell them Stugat speaks for everybody. Like, nobody enjoyed that fight. Nobody. But Masvidal will fight again soon, Stugat, and he will make plenty of money because he learned it. Chael Sonnen learned it. Conor McGregor learned it. They're guys who had an ability and then maximized it with their mouth. You are right. A whole lot there, man. Masvidal said before the fight, Stugats, when they said that the fight was trending Khabib McGregor numbers, he right. said before the fight, he's like, why do you think that is? It's because of me. It's not because of the other guy, and it's not because of the other guy. And if Usman is holding, if he's headlining another card, a whole lot of people aren't going to watch for the same reasons you're talking about.
Yeah, and listen, apologies to my friend Jorge Masvidal. I was only talking in terms of my hair and getting a haircut. Like, the next title fight's going to be a minute, and therefore I'm getting my haircut right after the show today. And it's really long. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Washington's football team will officially announce Monday morning that they will be changing their name. The new name has not been revealed yet. The Atlanta Braves said in an email to season ticket holders Sunday that they will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. Well, that's nice. I mean, jeez. They'll take a look. Hey,
they're going to take peek. A look. They're going to take a further look. Thank you, Braves. It's such an absurd time. We're going to take a further look. All right. Thanks for nothing.
Well, they got a further look.
We're going to further look at the chop. Okay. Stugatz, I was writing about Native American protests outside of the 1991 World Series. Like, how you need 3 decades to take a further look at the chop?
And finally, if you spent one night in each hotel room in Disney World, it would take you 68 years to sleep in all of them. What? These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Chris has a good idea, Stugatz. I think he's got it right. I don't think we have the power to actually execute it. But Chris and Billy are saying that the NBA bubble, they want some changes already made. Chris, why don't you tell the people what you were saying during the break?
Well, I don't know if it's an extremely fitting name because of how flimsy this bubble might turn out to be. But when I hear bubble, I want to pop it. So I just feel like if we're trying to create an environment that is extremely safe, I wouldn't want to be in a bubble. I get it. I guess they're going for the whole biodome theory of bubble, and that's why they're calling it bubble. But it just gives off very easily to break when I hear bubble.
Yeah, the name sucks. I mean, I love what they're doing. I love that we're going to try to do this and see how long that... The name, Dan, not a good name. You want it to give off strength, right? You want it to be something powerful, something that makes people think, you know what? This is impenetrable, like the Iron Sphere. Now, I don't know if it's actually a sphere or not.
You don't know if it's iron either.
Well, yeah. Well, there's also not a bubble, right? It's just you can't just say, like, the hotels at Walt Disney World Resort present the NBA season, right? So you say the bubble and everybody thinks that it's safe. And if you're not going to go with that, then maybe, like, the circle of safety, because then you're, like, reassured, like, oh, we're in the circle of safety right now, right?
And it's a little softer than the Iron Sphere.
Well, that's the thing. You want to go either, like, really, like, secure the Iron Sphere. Hey, the circle of safety, don't worry, guys, everything's good. We're in the circle of safety. Not the bubble. Chris is right. The bubble can pop.
I kind of like the bubble. I'm open to changes, but I kind of like the bubble. I imagine this bubble to be a celebration of everything that is basketball. Like, I think right now in the morning, if you're walking through the bubble, that there's a very good chance you could see Jeff Van Gundy just moping around in a bathrobe. I do. And if you walk a little bit further down the path, there is Bill Walton on a picnic blanket doing Lord knows what, no, listening to the Grateful Dead.
Bill Walton's not there. None of the old people are there. Van Gundy is. Jeff Van Gundy is there. But like Pat Riley's all manner of mad because he can't be there. The old people aren't going to be. Bill Walton's not going to be there.
Stugatz has the right idea about this, though. Oh, look, is that Ben Simmons over there fishing in that pond with Josh Richardson? Oh, look, there's Joel Embiid just enjoying a nice sandwich over there. I wish I could just walk through. Obviously, I'd get tested first. I don't want to get anybody sick. But I would love to just mosey around the bubble and just look around. Oh, look, he's over there. Stugatz is so right about that.
Well, you saw the video, right, of Ben Simmons trying to throw a fish back and literally couldn't hit water. Like, that's you can't make stuff like that up. He's trying to throw a fish back into the water, and his aim is so bad that he just threw it on the deck. You mentioned the biodome. I saw a good documentary about the original biodome, the experiment. It was a disaster. The experiment was a total disaster and an epic failure, and at the end, weirdly, spoiler alert, Steve Bannon, of all people, came in and just shut down the biodome. But this would be a good question. So, guys, do you have any idea what a biodome is? Or more to the point, why don't you tell us what you think a biodome is?
Wow, that's a great question. It is a dome with all kinds of cool and great biological features that we can live and survive in for as long as we want to. And I believe somewhere in the biodome is Dean Norris.
I mean, that's roughly right. I guess that is roughly right, except they developed.
He 100% read that. Like, he Googled biodome just to make sure, because that was way too perfect.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Is that what just happens to gods? Because, yes, it's its proper, it's its own ecosystem that, ostensibly, you could build all of your own stuff to exist. Biodome is a cooler name than bubble. I'm with you guys on when you think of bubbles, isn't the first thing that you think of bursting? Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. When you think of bubbles, isn't the first thing you think of bursting?
To answer your question, yes, I Googled it.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Billy is so good at sort of seeing where your fraud is.
The only thing that was missing was like noun, colon, and then giving the thing. Because it was so perfect where biological features can be seen. It's like, what?
So wait a minute. Can you explain to me how did you know? I can't believe that Stugatz is so good at fraud at lying that he, just in case I asked him what a biodome is, he decided to look it up and 30 seconds later had successfully looked it up. I would not have predicted his ability to do that. Congratulations, Stugatz, on being just exceptional at fraud.
But what came up was the show
awkward
with Dean Norris.
Time for some ads.
I can't believe I didn't notice that you were just reading straight from your computer. Do you realize how you ruined our ability to do the show? Because your answer, trying to guess what a biodome was, would have been so much funnier than you successfully answering the question.
Yeah, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The Dan Le Batard Show is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time.
Chris, put it on the poll, please. Would you prefer that the bubble be referred to as the Iron Sphere or the Circle of Safety at Le Batard Show on Twitter? I am reading, Stugatz, the Washington racial slurs have not officially changed their name. They've just announced that they're going to change their name. And I have been reading about sort of some things that are tied up in copyright infringement, and Red Wolves is being thrown around as one of the more prominent names. You good with that? You good with the Washington Red Wolves so that they don't have to change too many of their uniform colors?
Red Wolves? Not really. I mean, listen, anything different than what it was is obviously going to take some getting used to, but that's a positive thing. We should all want the name to change. I'm thinking, like, I read a story over the weekend. Now, I'm not certain they can get it. I thought Washington Generals would have been perfect, the team that always played the Globetrotters. So
all they do is lose. That is the
Well, so does the football team.
Okay, I mean, but the Washington Generals are synonymous with losing. So are the Washington racial slurs, but I don't think you want to embrace that. Like, I would agree with you that you watch Washington play football, and very often you expect someone to hit you with a bucket of confetti that you thought was water, but that is a terrible suggestion by you. One of your worst ever.
Why? Because, listen, Dan, spoiler alert, the Generals are losing to the Globetrotters, okay? And they're purposely losing. And so maybe what could happen here, not that if they tried, they would have a better chance because they're not nearly as talented as the Globetrotters. That is obvious. But maybe, you know, the football team could turn around the fortunes of that name and turn them from a loser to a winner. And General certainly makes sense in that market. I mean, it does.
Put it on the poll, Chris, please. Is Stugatz saying that the Washington racial slurs should change their name to the Washington Generals among his worst ideas ever? Yes or no? Because I honestly don't understand what you're doing there. You've taken – Stugatz, in terms of sports names, there is no sports name more synonymous with always losing than the Washington Generals. Like, throughout the history of names, throughout the history of competition, throughout the history of sports, no name suggests losing more than that one.
It's the Jets.
The Jets, exactly.
All right. Put that on the poll as well, Chris. Bigger losers, historically, the Washington Generals or the New York Jets?
Billy, I mean, you like Red Wolves? Do you? I mean, the Red Wolves? Come on. I mean,
I'm just saying that Red Wolves is better than Generals. When you came at me with skepticism on Red Wolves, I thought at the very least you wouldn't pick the worst idea I've ever heard for a sports name.
Is a Red Wolf even a thing? No, right? It's just red, so they don't have to change like the colors on everything.
Basically. Can you look up for me, please, Stugatz? Do me a favor. Can you look up for me the record of the Washington Generals? I just want to know. I want to know of all the games that they've been playing against the Harlem Globetrotters since the 70s or whatever, half a century. I just want to know what their actual record is. I was surprised that LeBron James, and I really do feel like LeBron James, who is saying that he's not going with any of the social justice messages. He's just going to put James on the back of his uniform because he didn't like the pre-approved ideas, and he didn't like that he wasn't consulted on any of the pre-approved ideas. And for those of you criticizing the idea that the NBA won't just let people put whatever they want on the back of their jerseys, Pablo Torre mentioned you can't put free Hong Kong on the back of your jersey without causing you like a real problem with your league. But he did. LeBron went to social media and did say free Woj on his Twitter account, which surprised me for a couple of different reasons. One, Adrian Wojnarowski just clubbed LeBron James for years in print in a way that was gracefully written, but also savage. And so I'm surprised that LeBron James took that side. I'm surprised also, for those of you who don't know what this controversy is, we'll get to it in a second. But Adrian Wojnarowski, our signature NBA reporter, dropped a Woj F-bomb in an email to a politician who had written a letter about, why ESPN has been so quiet on the subject of China. And he just told him to bleep off. Yes, Stugatz.
I'm getting to the all-time record, but at least I know this. The Generals have lost to the Globetrotters over 16,000 times in their career. So they have at least 16,000 losses.
Imagine going to one of those wins, though, Dan. Like, that's the most rare thing in sports history, right? Like, you'd treasure that. Like, you'd probably go and you'd be disappointed. And if you're like a kid, your parent would have to explain to you, like, you know what? The Globetrotters can't always win. But this is actually better than the Globetrotters winning because it never happens. So you can tell your friends, I saw the Globetrotters lose.
Has it happened? How many times has it happened? Like, what? When's the last time the Washington Generals beat the Globetrotters? And what a disappointment to a kid who had been told how great the Globetrotters were and unbeatable to see them if they have lost. Do we know if the Washington Generals have lost to the Globetrotters? Have beaten the Globetrotters, rather?
They have, but they've lost over 16,000 times.
But when the hell did they beat them? Why wasn't it a bigger story?